On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her.
So,
with nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he...
We are playing the theme and from the...
Men share an apartment without driving each
odd
other
couple
crazy.
Here.
Yeah, the odd couple scene. Because there are a couple things going on here. One, first of all, Bob Boylan here with Mr. Robin Hilton, but also with Thor Slaughter. And Thor's been our intern.
Yes.
And Thor's been our intern for a long time now, all summer long, and now it's over. It's time to go. But for the last week of his internship...
Things are going to get wild.
Well, they have, because Thor's come to live with me for a week, and that, hence, the odd couple.
Actually, you two aren't an odd couple at all. You're peas in a pod. It's perfect that you two are living together now.
Yeah, I think the rest of the week, Thor, I'm wearing my white pants and my black shirt, all right?
All right, we're going to match all week.
All right.
And we're going to that pistachio ice cream you have in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. You haven't finished that off yet? I was away for a couple of days already.
I actually did finish that. I'm not going to lie to you. Finish that.
Am I going to come home and everything is going to be strewn all over the place? All the albums? No. Have you gone through all the vinyl yet?
Every Sam Cooke record and pistachio ice cream is... It was a good night. It was a good night for Thor Slaughter.
Wow. And so since this is Thor's last week, we thought we'll bring him on the show.
Actually, he just followed us
to
the studio.
A couple cuts. Most of the music...
Give a dog a bone.
Most of the music I've been playing all summer is stuff I stole from him anyway.
Number one cuts.
Yeah. Number one cuts.
Yeah.
Throwing shapes.
So we both went to a show the other night that was one of the loudest shows I've ever been to. My ears have still not recovered from four guitar players in Diarrhea Planet. Four lead guitar players in that band, right?
That's right.
And opening for them was...
The So-So Glows, which were a really great band from Brooklyn. It's a four-piece, and three of them are brothers. And they're just really cool American rock band. They co-founded this DIY venue in Brooklyn called Shea Stadium, and they're very involved in the Brooklyn community.
Not the Shea Stadium where the New York Mets played.
This is a different...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the baseball stadium is now a venue. But they really believe in sort of DIY grassroots music. In fact, actually, they were signed to a record label, and on one of their homecoming shows at Shea Stadium, they tore their contract up and wrote a new contract on the spot to sign with a record label they started at the venue they made.
Awesome.
So they're a very in-your-face band. We're going to play Son of an American, which is the first track off their latest album, Blowout.
Oh, no! I guess he doesn't have a gun. Do you think he has a gun?
Yes,
he shot himself. Well, we're listening to Nirvana, and as you know, Kurt Cobain...
I was sitting, safe inside my bedroom walls. It wasn't 1990 at all, but the future seemed to be. It's just floating, and every day feel like the last. I think I'm living in the past, the other half moved too fast. Yeah.
I like this record, Thor. I like them more live, and they were even tighter than those moments of those stop starts they do in the song.
Yeah,
they're even better and
very, very raucous live. Very jumping around.
That's so close
on top of amps. So close.
And at the top of that little bit, is that little audio recording like from a video, right? They're talking about Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, it's a home movie of them reacting to Kurt Cobain's death.
Wow.
From the actual moment that they just happened to
they're talking about a gun.
Wow.
And,
So, I mean, they're extremely young. I think like 6 or 7 or 8 right there
in that video. Wow.
It's, you know, it's interesting too, just because they have such a throwback sound that it's interesting, you know, to put that clip there, because we're talking a lot about 90s guitar rock coming back, and 20 years later.
In Utero comes out again 20 years later.
We're about to have the 20th anniversary edition of In Utero coming out later this month. Has a lot of goodies. And
a conversation with Dave Grohl.
And Chris Novoselic, talking about how that record came to be. We'll have that up next week, from this show.
Yeah. In the set of bands that Thor and I, this is just the Odd Couple show, Robin, and you're the odd man out, I guess right here.
I'll just hang back.
Just hang back. We have better
Sit
music.
Sit this one out. Sit this one out.
We're going to have better music than you today anyway.
Not possible, but anyway.
Maybe.
I'll allow you to continue to amuse yourselves.
Yeah, so the headline act that night was a guitar band, 4 guitars strong, plus a bass and drums, right? And they were no slouches, and they were loud. And they are hams. They get on top of the speakers and play the guitars. And
every single one of them gets on top of something at some point.
That's right.
I mean, there's a rotating cast of people on top of the speakers.
And they also had a dancing hot dog on stage that night, I might add.
With a tambourine.
Right, and the name of the band is the worst ever. It's called Diarrhea Planet, but... Boy, I really love that band.
It's just such an amazing experience. It's almost like every type of guilty pleasure in a guitar rock band in 3-minute digestible songs.
Well, I'll play Kids then, because Kids is a song that does like 5 different songs in one. So you get a really good taste of who they are. This is from a record called I'm Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, and this is Diarrhea Planet, Kids.
I'm sorry, are you guys still here? I'm kidding. Bob was thrashing in here, so his headphones fell off, and so he had to get him put back on there.
Yeah, boy, that was quite a night, seeing them live, and Diarrhea Planet is the band name. I wish.
Would not have thought that that's the sound they have with a name like Diarrhea Planet.
If I pick a more random a random cut, like this is like cut one, right? Like. Yeah, a lot of guitar, like, wanking.
Yeah, guitar wankery. But that's pretty awesome, though. I don't know if I'd call that wankery. I've seen a lot of guitar wankery, and that's... maybe a little bit of it going on in there. But that's pretty heavy.
So Thor's gotten a pick, I've gotten a pick, and so it's Thor's turn.
Yeah,
Listen. All right. I want to ask you guys a very, very serious question.
Okay.
Now, Paul McCartney... the single greatest pop and rock artist of all time, or just top five?
You know, it's hard to think of another number one.
Yeah, I agree. I can't think of...
That's not to say that the greatest artist hasn't made clunkers, right?
Right.
Fair enough, right?
He's definitely been hit or miss as a solo artist. He's 71 years old right now. Last week, he's on Twitter, and last week Paul McCartney began just spouting nonsense on his Twitter feed. He tweeted the word castle. And then he tweeted the word born and the word York. And then he tweeted the word moon. And it just went on like this. And you thought, poor Paul. He has snapped his cap. But all of them fit or follow the word new, right? We've got Newcastle, born, New York, new moon.
Missed that completely.
Yeah. And new also is the name of the brand new song that he released last week, a new single. It's from his first new record of all original solo songs since 2007's Memory Almost Full. But this new song called New, it is pretty fab, I'll say. So let's just give a listen to it and we can talk a little more about it when we come back. It's produced by Mark Ronson. Incredible producer known for giving a lot of punch to some of the songs and artists that he's worked with.
So, good move.
Don't look at me, it's way too soon to see what's gonna be. Don't look at me. All my life I never knew what I could be, what I could do, then we were new. Nothing will lose. Don't look at me, I can't deny the truth. It's plain to see, don't look at me. All my life, I never knew what I could be, what I could do. What's gonna be? Don't look at me. All my life I never knew what I could be, what I could do. When we were new.
were saying sometimes you think his music gets overlooked. Paul McCartney's music gets overlooked because he's always outside of sort of what's going on, right? You know, if you listen to electronic music or whatever, you're probably not going to come to his sound. And it has felt to me on his last few solo records almost like he's playing around a little bit. And I don't mean that he's not taking his music seriously, but just that he's sort of like, you know, I think I'm going to play around with this sound for a little bit, and I'm going to play around with this for a little bit. And with this song, and I haven't heard the rest of the record, but with this song, it almost feels like he said, you know what, I'm going to go back to what got me here in the first place and why you think I'm the greatest pop and rock singer of all, artist of all time. And, you know, back in the days when things were fab, like George Harrison used to sing. And so great to hear the horns on this. Mark Ronson gets a great sound of horns in his records. And
I hear She Loves You in it. I hear sounds like you hear like on even the Harrison song, Savoy Truffle. I hear so many different Penny Lane kind of references. I'm going to pull it apart, but there's lots of Beatles-y stuff, and it's really, really
a foundational sound in this cut called New, from the record called New. And the whole record is out October 14th. Maybe we'll find some way to do something special with Mr. McCartney this fall. That would be nice.
Hey, Paul, I've got one idea. If you're not busy in February... this is a tiny one. In February is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to America, and they came here to Washington.
That's right.
And right behind our building, Paul, behind NPR's building, is the Washington Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Meet us there. We'll throw a big-ass party.
You know, we have in our mind of going back to that theater, and I don't even know if it's been inhabited for...
It stands. That's all I know, and I know they have electricity in it.
Wow.
And I'm going to try to find out more.
We need to do that.
Pauly!
Pauly. Maybe the first thing we start is not calling him Pauly. I bet he hates that.
Yeah, you know, maybe so.
Anyway, what do you got coming out of that, Bob?
I've got a collaboration between Moby and Wayne Coyne.
What?
Yes.
What?
And it is so fabulous.
Now, all right, I love Moby, but I really, you know, Wayne Coyne is like my god hero. How could I not know of something like this?
There's a new record coming out from Moby, and he's collaborating. He usually collaborates with women singers, but he's got on this record, he's got Wayne Coyne, he's got Damien Jurado singing on a song, Mark Lanegan is singing. So back to Wayne Coyne, the Flaming Lips Wayne Coyne.
Right.
Together, Moby and Flaming Lips opened for the Red Hot Chili Peppers in 1995, and they both met standing side stage watching the Red Hot Chili Peppers together, and they've always wanted to do something together. He has a song, it's called The Perfect Life, and he sends Wayne Coyne a text message that says, "Hey, I have a song, want to sing on it?" And 30 seconds later, he gets a text back and says, "Yes, send it to me, it will be great."
That sounds like Wayne Coyne.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? Because it sounds like Wayne, because he says yes. He says yes to life. That's why he's so amazing.
Yeah, I love that. So let's listen to this song. It's called The Perfect Life.
cigarettes everywhere, knives in his pockets and bullets in his hair. He has nothing to live for, nothing left to say. He's locking all the doors to keep the older wolves at bay. Spoons and foil are all he needs, a bed and some china, a lighter and some speed. It will sing you to sleep and it will hit you awake in a perfect life, a perfect life.
It's the kind of song that has everyone waving their arms in the air.
Like us.
Or, yeah, like we were doing, or holding each, you know, putting their arms around each other, and you've got this big, long line. That was just a big celebratory burst of joy.
Wayne Coyne was right. It'll be great.
Yeah, it was great.
It was really fun. I can't resist a chorus like that. You know, yeah. There may have been a Hey Jude, but yeah, it's okay for there to be 50 others, you know.
Absolutely. Really when is that out again?
The single's out now. And which is called The Perfect Life, if you didn't gather that. And then the album called Innocence comes out September 30th.
September 30th.
You know, and I think, actually, one listen, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's the best Moby album ever.
Wow. That's funny that you say that, because this could be the best McCartney record in a long time. It's going to be an amazing fall. Arcade Fire has a new record coming out this fall. There's a new Pearl Jam. There's the Paul McCartney. And also, Tim Hecker has a record coming out this fall, and that's who I want to play next. It doesn't really do his music justice to say that he's an electronic musician, because he's just so much more than that. He's really what I would call a digital audio artist, right? He creates these massive, super dense musical collages. They're very organic sounding, very three-dimensional. And when I say organic, I think it sounds like a lot of the sounds are made by something living,
uh-huh.
A living thing, but something that's not of this world. Tim Hecker, he's from Montreal. He's got a new record coming out called Virgins. It comes out in mid-October. One thing to keep in mind when you hear this, which you're about to listen to.
Pull over.
Yeah, just, yeah. If you're in your car, pull over. If you're sitting somewhere, if you're home, turn all the lights off, shut your eyes. You don't want any distractions. And keep in mind that what you are about to hear was recorded live to tape with Tim Hecker, and he had a group of other musicians helping him create some of these sounds, an ensemble. And also, very, very few post-production effects. It was created using the timbre of the room, the space they were in, and the instruments themselves. Maybe that's why this has an appropriate name. It's called Live Room. And I just want to pause, make sure everyone's ready.
All right, so now I got my DJ playing a nice little tune song for everybody. It's not
Are you
too fast, not too slow.
I thought it was time. Well, didn't we say we were going to twerk?
Yeah, twerking is supposed
to happen.
Everybody's
waiting for this moment. Tim's all right. I like Tim a lot.
Hands on your knees.
Ready?
And hands on your knees and make them say please. Five.
Okay.
I can't believe you chose this moment to punk me. I guess I've been doing it for 10 years now.
Yeah, so. I've never punked you. I figured Thor would appreciate it.
My most earnest moment here,
I know,
too.
Well, that's
things
what,
got
that,
so
isn't
real.
Isn't that what you wait for?
Yeah, that's what I use. All right, Tim Hecker, Live Room. Everyone just
thank you.
We had it pretty cranked here, and Thor almost turned to dust.
Yeah. I'm crying right now.
That I just
got too reflective.
You've seen Bob. You've seen Tim Hecker perform live. I've not had the pleasure of that yet. But how did you know? Can you speak to how he does? Some
I can.
Of this?
It's always dark. I mean, on stage, not necessarily the music, but he has a great sense of how to place sound in the field of stereo. You know.
Yeah.
And he just really knows how to use that field to make every sound that he wants to matter really matter.
Well, this record he recorded it over the past year in Reykjavik, Montreal, and Seattle in three different places. Have you seen the cover art for this record yet, Virgins? It's kind of unsettling. The cover art...
So this is called Virgins. Moby's is called Innocence. I like this.
Yeah. That will take on a whole new meaning when I tell you that the cover art to Virgins looks an awful lot like one of the most widely recognized photos from Abu Ghraib that were released back in like 2004 or so. The prisoner who was being tortured, he was standing on a box with, you know, the drape on him and his arms stretched out. It is not that image, but it looks an awful lot like that image. And Hecker is not the kind of artist who likes to connect all the dots for everybody, but it is an unmistakable nod to Abu Ghraib on the cover to this record called Virgins from Tim Hecker out in mid-October.
Well, Thor...
All right, Thor. Weren't we gonna make this Thor show?
This is gonna be a big.
He's just been sitting back listening.
It's true.
To this.
Now I'm all like really self contemplative right now, and that song just took me to another place. I need some rock and roll to put my head back on.
Do you want to take a time out?
We could do a little twerking.
Hit it, Bob.
So press.
Oh,
now,
is this an instructional video on how?
Well, I actually didn't really have it down yet, and I didn't want to be embarrassed, so I was working on it.
Pull back, okay?
All right, you got that, Robin?
Okay,
nice,
here I go.
Squat, so the only thing you can move is your hip section. So
yeah, that's what I thought you were trying to say.
You know, I threw my back out really bad.
Oh, this is great for the sacroiliac.
Good. So try it again.
How's that, Thor?
This is everything I thought the internship would be.
Forward. Back, use your fingers.
I think we should let Thor take us out on this since it's his last show.
Yeah, and we'll twerk to whatever.
Yeah,
Well, it's been an honor.
You do the out cue too.
Place your hands.
Well, it's been an honor. It's been a whole lot of fun, and one of the things I've tried to impart in my infinite wisdom to NPR Music is,
oh Lord,
the power of a good number one cut, a good rock and roll jam. And me being the sucker I am for rock and roll number one cuts, especially that have a great story behind them, this King Khan song, Born to Die, and his new album called Idle No More really stood out to me. And the story behind the record is really interesting to me because he went on this sort of long hiatus. His last record was 2008. And in 2010, after all this exhaustive touring, he had a lot of friends die around him that really affected him, and he didn't really take time to properly grieve. And so he had this mental breakdown. And in 2010, in Korea, he actually sort of freaked out, and he ended up going to an all-female Buddhist temple in Korea and shadowed the head monk there for a week and then renounced his lifestyle of rock and roll and excess. So he spent these years sort of in recovery and taking care of himself. So his first hurrah back is the single Born to Die. And to name, you know, a song Born to Die that's really about your will to live is just something that I think is really cool and very rock and roll.
Fabulous.
And this is a
number one pizza party time cut.
You know, a lot of people, probably nobody knows this except for me and Bob. There was another name that was being considered, Cut One.
Oh, right. Cut One hit hot.
Because so often the best cut on the record's the number one cut.
See, this is like you're getting behind the scenes. This is the anniversary edition of All Songs
If you'd
Considered.
Like us to change our name from All Songs Considered
hit
to Cut One.
Hit the song. I'm dying to hear this thing. Thor, you've been awesome. Thank you.
You've been awesome.
Reluctantly, I must admit, you've brought a lot of awesome to the show.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Cleveland.
Back to Eugene.
And for NPR Music, this is Thor Slaughter. And that's Bob Boylan.
Oh, for crying out loud. Let's play the song. Let's go.
It's All Songs Considered.